Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information. Hey everyone, Alex Eitelander here, and before we dive into the next Behind the Ostium, I just wanted to take a moment to tell you about our Ostium Season 6 Indiegogo campaign. Thanks to the Ostium Patreon, we're able to pay Team Ostium for their work, whether it's voice acting, sound design, editing, or artwork. With our Indiegogo campaign, our goal is to pay our whole team fairly, and you can help make that happen in two ways. One, by supporting the campaign. There are a variety of awards, from sticker packs to postcards to notebooks to signed copies of the Ostium book, and access to a brand new miniseries just for the campaign. And, two, by sharing the Indiegogo link with friends, family, and through your social media and telling everyone about this campaign and why you want it to succeed. You can find the link in the show notes to this episode or by going to Indiegogo.com and searching for Ostium Podcast. You can also find it on our social media pages. Okay, that's enough of me. Thanks for your help, and let's get on with the new Behind the Ostium.
So here we are again with another Behind the Ostium, and this time we're starting off our world-building series. Don't know how long it's going to be yet. Hopefully nice and long and lots of fun episodes. So we're just going to start off with Dwayne and I just talking a little bit about kind of an introduction for world building and when we first started kind of discovering and thinking about it. So Dwayne, why don't you start off by where you were first introduced and exposed to world building?
Sure. So the idea of world building first came about around role-playing games like Dungeons and Dragons. We started playing and we were new, we were young, so we were using the pre-built modules that they would provide. And from there, we started to build our own adventures within those worlds. Mm-hmm. And as we got older and a little bit more adventurous, we started then, well, why don't we play games in our own worlds that we've manufactured?
So when you started doing your own ones, were you scripting them too, like writing them down, or when you were using kind of off the module, but then kind of making your own ones off of them? Or
yeah, and it was usually the role of the dungeon master mm-hmm. to build those things. The characters we would allow the characters to dictate, obviously what went on in the game, and we would provide like the NPCs mm-hmm. or the towns that they would have access
right.
to.
Okay. So there was some input from everyone then, which is kind of cool.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
And then, so then you started making your own separate ones?
Is that all correct? Together, or? Yeah, yeah. So we decided that, instead of, playing within these pre-built worlds, we were going to build our own. We were in, mm-hmm. If anyone's familiar with Dungeons and Dragons, the Forgotten Realms, there are some very mm-hmm. well-known characters in those worlds. So we wanted to be those characters. So we were building our own world where we could have a mage or a fighter that would have the renown of the ones that you would have read about in the novels from those books.
Right. And then did you go further into making your own separate stories, like separate completely from the world of D&D and Forgotten Realms and stuff? Or
much later, yeah. Mm-hmm. When I got more interested in I would call it more like cyberpunk mm-hmm. type of RPGs. I believe it was called Dark Conspiracy. It was set in the nearish future, maybe the early 2100s, but technology as it had advanced, but so had corporations. The corporations ruled everything. And then there was a bit of a Lovecraftian element to the game as well, where things from other dimensions were seeping in and trying to take over. And we played one module from that world, and from there we just started building our own. It was really open-ended, and I'm like, all right, you know, the area that we live in northeastern Pennsylvania was pretty much wasteland by the maps of the game. So instead of that, I made this area more of one of the mega metropolises of that future. But it was still right on the edge of the wasteland. So we had access to both areas. And we had a lot of fun with that. It was kind of Professor Xavier's school for children here with some of our characters, but yeah, we had a lot of fun with that.
Do you still have the, I don't know, the notes you took or whatever still hanging around?
I'm sure I still have something somewhere on a hard drive. Yeah, there was a lot
disc,
of
right?
probably a 3.5. Yeah, there was a lot of note taking, and I remember hand drawing a lot of maps.
Oh, cool. And then were you influenced by some writers as well, too, in world building?
Yeah, of course. I'm definitely more of a sci-fi fan than fantasy, but I've read a lot of both. So, like, my favorite sci-fi author is Robert Heinlein. Some of his books are very... I guess it's described as they draw you in. You find yourself in a setting, and he describes it so well that it's not like you're reading the book anymore. He's really painting the picture for your mind.
Part of it.
Yeah, just like, you know, some of the other big sci-fi authors that I like Bradbury. Ray Bradbury is another one for that, where you're just reading along and there's a movie going on in your mind while you're
right.
writing the book.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur C. Clarke was another one. He's a little bit more technical, in my opinion.
Hard sci-fi.
Very hard sci-fi. And I guess rightly so, because he was involved in creating a lot of real-world technology as well.
Yeah, right.
But then I do like Lovecraft. I think it's not the horror aspect of the Lovecraft, but more of the surreal aspect of the Lovecraft
and how varied everything is and weird and just you're gonna get
right. It's like where are these things coming from, why do they even exist, and all of his stories deal with madness in some way or another, and how the things that go on in his stories can be so, some of them can be so mundane, but they drive people to literal madness. So that's what I think I enjoy about Lovecraft. And I know probably each one of those authors that I read, or I just listed there, have some real issues because of the time they lived in, and, you know, with their writing style and, you know, being very misogynistic, some of them.
I think Bradbury so much, though. He was pretty great.
Yeah, probably not so much Bradbury. He was more current, but even Heinlein.
Yeah, Heinlein definitely got a little sexist and, yeah.
Yeah, he definitely had some stories where there were strong female characters, but there was always that male character that you're like, why did he even need that character?
You know? But I definitely felt like with the one I read of Asimov too, his characters feel very kind of simple and almost one dimensional, robotic, like they're prop pieces for the story he's trying to tell and set up and.
And that's true. He does write a lot about robots, though, so...
Right. I did get to meet Brad Breer once, actually, because he came back when I was at Long Beach State. He was doing a reading there, and my wife's a huge fan of his, and she was doing, actually, the lighting in the theater for that. So we kind of had, like, a first date then to go see him and got to meet him and everything, which is pretty cool. Yeah,
that's awesome.
He was still doing, like, readings and signings around L.A. into his, whatever, his late 80s. Yeah, impressive guy.
That's great.
Anything else you feel influenced you with world building? You can say no.
the fantasy aspect does come in with, you know, things like the Lord of the Rings.
Right.
Even though I'm almost ashamed to say I did not read the Lord of the Rings until probably within the past 3 years. I had read The Hobbit in high school.
Movies, right?
Sure, and the nothing like the book, but I enjoyed the movies, of course. I still don't understand why the Hobbit needed to be three, but you know, hey,
money. I'm making a money, so
of course,
that's why.
And I think to people that haven't read The Hobbit, seeing the movies, they don't know that wow, The Hobbit was a really short book. How did they make three movies out of it?
I think I watched the first movie in the theaters and was disgusted, and that was all I did.
Oh, really? Once I saw the first one, I'm like, well, now I gotta find out what he does with the rest.
Find out what happens with that damn orc that he keeps bringing back, even though it wasn't in the book.
I think they call that hate watching.
Punishment. But I guess in its own way, he was world building off of.
Exactly, Hobbit, and I suppose any writer, even screenplay, you know, you're going to take some artistic license to build the story that you think is going to make money.
And as Stephen King says, you know, they can, when they do an adaptation, they can change it however they want and make it completely different, and you can hate it, but ultimately that book is still on that shelf unchanged there, so you can always pick it up and read it the way you want it anytime you want.
Exactly, and I feel that way when I see an adaptation of something that I really love, and it's not done well. I'm like, well, at least in my mind, it's still the best. You know, I don't immediately take to Twitter and just start bashing. You know, it's like, hey, I didn't care for it. You know, but you know, the book is always still my go to for most things. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to think of what movie was better than a book that I've. And I can't really think of one. I'm sure somebody has an opinion, but...
I'll have to think about that for a while. For sure there's one or two, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head. And Game of Thrones is kind of neck and neck now, really. For what they did. Movie versus book and stuff. For me, being exposed to world building, it was a pretty similar thing. A lot with reading. I read... I kind of didn't get started into reading until I was a young teenager, and then just started gobbling everything up, started Stephen King, did Lord of the Rings, and a lot of epic sci-fi and fantasy, and just, you know, being exposed to how big and complex a world can be. And then especially when you're reading a series, seeing how it's not just one standalone thing, that how you could keep a story going along and how you introduce details and facets of the world that you can then talk about and discuss in further books along the series. I did some D&D in college too, and we had a friend who was usually the DM who did his own totally made-up story about, it was like a kind of future Mars-type mission where we went to Mars and stuff like that. It was called Rockets and Ray Guns, but a kind of like homage to the pulpy classics, you know, and stuff like that. But again, he made it all up himself, and it was a very cool story to be involved in and stuff. So that definitely, I think, had a bit of an influence on me. And then in my own writing, as I began starting with short stories and then eventually moving on to longer things, novels, and then finally series, just learning from scratch how long an idea could be propelled and expanded upon and developed to become a book and then possibly a series, and how you world build that. I can still remember my first novel, in air quotes, that I wrote, which was, I wrote it on an electric typewriter, and it was like 50 pages, which in my mind was really long, but of course wasn't really that long at all. And all I remember was it being about a haunted house that also involved an alien abduction somehow. And just, even though it was, you know, a little first effort by myself, looking back on it now, it was a learning experience in knowing how what I thought was long really wasn't that much at all to even make a, you know, quarter of a novel or whatever, and how much you really do have to develop a world fully and fill in a lot of details and complexities, even if it doesn't show up in your story, your short story, or your novel, your first novel that you're doing off of that world. You still have to put all this framework and structure in there to be able to write a full story out of it, because otherwise then you're just going to run out of material and realize you don't have enough. And that's kind of how I, when I started with Ostium, how I wanted to do this, where I wanted to start with a simple idea, but as the story started to get moving and it developed and I started finding my way of where I was going through these doors leading to different places and then learning more about Ostium, the town itself, I knew in the back of my mind, as this was starting to grow as a little story, I was going to have to develop it more and more, the framework and structure around the world of Ostium to be able to make it a bigger thing, which I was kind of doing in the back of my mind as I was writing, but also as I was working during the day and just kind of world building in my head. I tend with my schedule to do writing at night when I can, but during work I'm able to, because I have a mail carrier and I drive all day doing mail, which I can kind of do in my sleep at this point because I've done it for so long, and I'm listening to audiobooks and podcasts, but in the back of my mind I'm usually writing in some way in that I'm plotting or developing or coming up with my ideas. The mind just basically just keeps running whether I want it to or not. So it works out to be a really good way to kind of develop a world build separate almost from having to do my writing at night, which works that way.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.